The only thing Farmer Bruce Nation sees in his cornfields outside Taylorville, Illinois, is heartache.
This stuff's depressing here. This is hard to look at for me.
Most of the ears of corn that managed to grow in his fields are much smaller than normal because of the drought. Smaller corn means less to sell, which cuts into Nation's bottom line.
It's probably maybe 30 kernels on that whole thing. That's a little rough again. And watch your moisture running.
Nation was also up against the risk that comes with planting and growing when the cost for seed and fertilizer are at all-time highs.
We're at the mercy of Mother Nature. It's just some people ask me why I don't gamble. Well, I gamble every day. That's just the way it is on your farm.
As he takes to the fields to harvest, this year, about a month ahead of schedule because of the drought, Nation is watching that gamble in real time. Thanks to an internet connection in his tractor, he keeps a close watch on the rapidly changing price for his corn and soybeans.
I watch him every day. I have a consultant that helps me on my marketing. He watches it every hour.
Commodity traders on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade are also keeping close watch over the rapidly changing prices, including GrainAnalyst.com's Matthew Pierce.
The drought concerns this year have expanded exponentially as we've approached harvest, and some of the pro farmer numbers that we've seen recently have shown much more damage than was even expected just a month ago.
Pierce says the outlook for both corn and soybeans gets worse by the day and has global implications.
The U.S. exportable surplus is dwindling by the day, and China, Japan, South Korea, and Mexico are going to be most directly affected by that.
We're at all-time level highs on corn and soybeans. That really hurts everything over the long, long haul. You know, everybody's going to feel this effect.
Including Nation's neighbors. He says they will see an increase in the price of their groceries in about 6 months. But despite all he faces, Bruce Nation will not call this year's drought a disaster.
I wouldn't say a disaster, I would say a setback. It's going to set everybody back a little bit. But, you know, the farmer has got a heck of a human spirit to him. And he's going to keep right on plugging.
Next up are his soybeans. With a little more help from Mother Nature in the form of rain, that gamble might pay off for Bruce Nation. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Taylorville, Illinois.